place for you. Join us. We can make you happy and fulfilled. Like what you see? Come and get some more. You can find friends, meaning, identity with us. Religion, sports, Greek life, we have it. Science, law, Wiccan, which is paganism, Catholic, Baptist, Charismatic, Islamic, come check us out. Transgender, gay, law club, rugby, fishing club, so many voices shouting for your attention. And then there are even darker, more sinister offerings that don't have a team, but they're there. And yet God and His can use a walk in the woods and you begin to see the power and the creative power of God. He begins to use his creative power and he speaks through the power of creation. He can use a verse. He can use a one-liner in some stupid movie if he wants to. And so divine power begins to break down that stronghold. And that's what we're here for. That's what we're trying to do. And we're here so we can be reminded of that. And we're here so we can hear stories that God is actually doing that in people's lives. And we're here to learn new lines of argument and new ways to reason. And we're here to have some of our own questions asked and questions answered and helped. And we're like going, help me, I have this question. It's really bothering my faith journey. I feel incapable. I feel like I had this Jehovah's Witness knock on my door. I had a Mormon stop by. I had a Wiccan. I came across this person who was the most obnoxious Christian I've ever met. Do I want to be a social? I have these questions. And God says, come to me with these and let's begin to work on them. It might not happen overnight, but it can't happen without a willing heart. That's where it starts. It's when you say, Lord, I stop the fight. I want, help me, come to rescue me. And begins with a decision in your brain. It begins when you say, Lord, I've been fighting, resisting, pushing, listening to other voices because they were more appealing to me and my desire to satisfy. All those voices were pulling and I was attracted like a magnet to all these different ideas. But now I'm beginning to find that this place is hurtful. I don't see a way out. And God says, call upon me. Divine power to destroy that stronghold. And then Hebrews 4:12 describes the power of God's word. The word of God is living. It's a living book, my friend. He wouldn't be here if this book wasn't written. Why would he show up? Because this book's really all we've got to give. We're not offering you a 401k. Well, maybe, but not that kind. An eternal one. But we're not going to put money in your bank. And we're not always the best of friends. We do stupid things, and sometimes we lie and steal. It's not because of the people who go here necessarily. We're not much. More shameless, inconsistent a lot of times, right? Sometimes we're not the nicest people at church. So it's not about us. I mean, there's way cooler buildings. I mean, this one's pretty cool. But there are way cooler buildings if you're in the building, because that's your thing. We don't even have pipe work. We don't have a glass cathedral. We have blue chairs. It's all stuffed up. It's not really what we have to offer. But we offer the Word of God because in this Word is the life-giving message of Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ says, I am the one who loves us. We really, through this book, we've learned that what we're really asking is Him. Jesus. In this book, I want help like that. I want a savior like that. I want to be part. I kind of read this and I think this sounds like it really is describing the world. It sounds so wise and smart. As a matter of fact, the more I read, the more I realize I'm beginning to understand who I really am. I'm really not the good person I always thought I was. I'm actually quite simple. And I need help and I'd like to change and I haven't done real well at changing myself. Man, this book is telling me the truth. It's alive and it's active, sharper than a two-edged sword. In other words, it can cut and pierce like nothing else. But it doesn't cut to hurt, it cuts to heal. Down to the soul and spirit, joints and marrow, discerning the thoughts. I feel like when I read this book, someone knew my thoughts and the intention of my heart. So many times people come up to me and say, preacher, if you preach that sermon, aside, he said, with playing around.